Let me not get distracted from today's discussions. We are, obviously, it's Monday, so we're going to talk Moolah Monday. It's just in time for us to turn our attention towards probably a more useful asset than a vehicle. I'm very excited to speak to Chris Luerker, who's on standby, to chat to us about mortgages, but specifically for our retired listeners. And if you are approaching retirement, there's this very interesting way of shoring up capital for your home, and it's almost a form of reverse mortgage that is being introduced specifically for people who are in the retiring and more aged space. He is a financier and MD at Water Financial. Chris Luerker joins me for today's Moolah Monday.
Breakfast with Rafilo Emoloto on Cape Talk.
Good morning, Chris. How are you doing?
Good morning, Rafilo. I'm well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Of course. I'm going to just kick off before we get to the things that are serious. What is your car personality, sir?
My car personality is feet. I don't have a car.
Fabulous.
I walk. I live in a village, Camps Bay Village, and I don't need a car that often. And when I use a car, I Uber.
Brilliant. That's like me. Two series, as my father would say. The 2 feet. Anyways, all right. Let's talk a little bit about our homes. Very interesting setup here in terms of the financial solution that you're providing. It's specifically for single retirees over 75. Tell us a little bit about this.
Yeah, look, the reason that we're focusing on single retirees at this point in time is that we're launching a proof of concept. So it's a pilot scheme, and as we go along, as time, the passage of time goes along, we'll increase the criteria or loosen the criteria. So we'll do younger, and we'll do couples, and we'll do other geographies. But the product that we're offering, for most retirees, their two primary assets, their pension fund and their home. And very often people run short of capital, particularly in a world where we're living longer. And we offer the ability to tap into one of those primary assets, being the house. And essentially, we allow people to take a monthly annuity or payment, which is a form of a loan, and it's secured by their residential asset that they live in.
And that is, okay, so help me understand. So it's secured by the asset. It's not, the loan is to the financial institution that's paying them out.
Correct. So we're not interested in the asset.
Yes.
We're just lending money that's secured by an asset being their home. So it allows people to tap into the equity that they're sitting in and living in, and that's economically dormant. It allows them the ability to actually draw down on that if they're short of cash. What we don't suggest, and this is where the product becomes a problem, we don't suggest that they take a huge lump sum and go on a cruise and, you know, spend it all, which has been done and done in other geographies. Our product just allows for a monthly payment, which bolsters their pension or whatever their monthly income is.
Okay, so this is fantastic insofar as it provides current liquidity, which is usually the issue, is our liquidity risk. And at the same time, I suppose it introduces a whole nother criterion here, which is that the house should be paid off.
Yeah, absolutely. The house should be paid off. Look, most banks won't lend to anybody over 60 or 65 years old. So it's not an option to tap a normal banking institution. And I like what you said about your car being a mood. I mean, finance is a mood as well. For many people, they plan for most of their lives and they end up running short of cash because either the market's declined or the expenses have increased by more than anticipated. And they're not in a position where they can necessarily do something about that, either reducing costs or increasing the income that they have at their disposal. So really, we're not quite a lender of last resort, but we're saying in those instances, your heirs would effectively pay, because obviously the impact of this is that the estate is diminished to a degree. But in probably 80 or 90% of those instances, the heirs are happy that their parents live more comfortably rather than them getting a high inheritance.
So talk to me now. Normally when you're a lender or a borrower, there's another side of the business. If you wouldn't mind sharing a little bit more about your company. I mean, so, you know, you're loaning, you're borrowing the money, which means that they are like, quote unquote, I guess, they're not depositors. Who are your depositors?
Yeah, so we're not a bank, so we're not a deposit taker. We have a number of financial institutions themselves, which are insurance and banks that we borrow from, and then in turn lend on to. Now, for those institutions, this is good debt because it's highly secured. It has longevity, so we anticipate that it's an 8 to 10 year time frame that people haven't planned adequately for. And for them, it's a decent interest rate. So for them, it's yield enhancing. So we think that there's winners on all sides of the fence. Obviously, we would think that we're slightly biased, but yeah, that's us.
It's a great opportunity. I think it's a great South Africa is a great market. Actually, we're not great savers, but if we are going to talk about who the savers are, they tend to be on the retired side, and in an asset amongst those who are asset owners at the very least. And so yeah, this is such an exciting space.
I think the one aspect is that it's relatively dormant assets. Often it's illiquid assets. And then you have the emotional part. You know, we're talking again about finance as a mood. Many people have lived in their same house for 30, 40 years. They don't necessarily want to move. They don't want to, like, they're not ready to move. They're still active. They don't want to sell in Clifton and move to Simonstown. They're active in their community. They have friends around them. So there's a big emotional component of this. And then you've got people that are breadlining at the moment, albeit that they sit in a big asset, you know.
That's right.
I talk about people that own 10 million rand assets but can't afford food monthly because of the soaring costs of living. So there's many instances that it's applicable for.
This is brilliant. And your point about being able to stay put in the neighborhood that you're familiar with, not having to start again at the age of 75 in a new neighborhood with new people around you, and having, as you rightly say, maybe to be a forced seller and liquidate your home at a lower price than you feel is sentimentally or financially the right value. So, okay, so you're kicking off in the Atlantic seaboard, which is great. I know a number of our listeners hopefully will be looking into this. And let's talk about how we can get in touch.
Sure. Our website is probably easiest because it has our contact information. It's just waterfinancial.biz, B-I-Z. And I just want to make one other point, if I can, Rafael, that we've launched for Atlantic Seaboard as a pilot. We've been overwhelmed by interest and people that want to make use of the facilities nationally. Probably, I would say, 70% of the people that have contacted us have been outside of Atlantic Seaboard in Cape Town. So we will very quickly look to expand our operations beyond just the Atlantic seaboard, but that's where we started because, I mean, it's obvious that there's a lot of properties that are people and properties that are in this situation.
Absolutely. Chris Locker is financier and MD of Water Financial. Thank you so much. That's such a great opportunity to think about now on Mula Monday.